saw a random naked lady in public. That was my trip to Chicago. Yeah. That lady was not Monica Brooks. I did not know this person.
It was a random lady.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. I did not know this person.
No.
Okay. Accidental nudity. We all went out to dinner one night at this fancy restaurant in Chicago called The Girl and the Goat. I made Antoine eat all manner of interesting things.
Yeah.
What'd you think? As someone who's not a food guy, you're not an adventurous food eater. It's not that you're super picky. You're just not exposed to a lot of things.
Well, yeah. Like, I like to say I will try just about anything.
You ate a fried duck tongue.
Yes.
That's okay.
I had a duck tongue, goat belly, pig face. Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Monica will steer you wrong. She'll make you eat the chitlins. And then that's,
oh, my gosh.
I didn't take you to the Tuta. I only took you to the Ruta.
Just the Ruta.
So while we were enjoying this wonderful bounty in this fancy restaurant, and it's all loud and crazy in there, nature calls, got to go downstairs. And it's one of those progressive and cool places. So there's no men's room and women's room. There's just bathrooms.
Yeah.
But they're solo rooms. So you go in, you lock the door, and then the door's either red or green. So I go to the green door because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And I open it up and I find a woman completely naked going to the bathroom.
Well, she had on a romper.
She had on a romper.
You know what makes it more interesting is that woman, her table was right beside our table too.
Of course it was. I open the door to which she yells, "No!" Because what else do you do? And
right.
There's nothing you can do. Ugh. And I felt terrible. And I just shut the door. And I immediately ran to the bathroom that was green right next to it. And I hid. I was like, I hopefully she didn't see my face. She don't know who it was that saw her. Yeah, if you've never worn a romper before, or you're a man, because then you've never worn a romper before, it's this one-piece outfit that's shorts and shirt, but it's all connected.
So when you have to go to the bathroom,
you gotta take everything off. You basically have to take it all the way down.
For men, imagine wearing overalls.
Correct.
Pretty much same thing.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And that's all you had on, and you had to take them off. And so that's what I saw. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So, I mean, it's embarrassing.
Can't look her in the eye.
And I get out of the bathroom, and I see this woman walking up the stairs wearing a romper, which clearly it's her. I know this.
Right.
I have really seen her face at this point, at any point in this conversation or exchange. And I'm walking behind her thinking, all right, I'm going to have to tell these guys the story when we get back. And she sits down 3 inches from the back of my head.
I
mean, she is at the next table. Yep.
And you know, she was telling her boyfriend the same thing. Like, I can't believe this dude is right behind me.
But do you think that she knew it was me? Do you
think
she
saw me?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
How was my day?
Congratulations.
I don't know. I have no idea. I you know what? I'm relieved that in my life, I don't think I have, I've been caught in a compromising situation ever. Not yet.
Knock on wood.
I feel like somebody's probably seen me naked accidentally before.
Yeah.
Right. So like the hotels that we stayed in.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like there's hotels, there's
windows,
buildings.
And,
yeah. Right next door. Yeah.
So chances are like, I know I didn't do it because I was staying with Zach, but if I was staying in a hotel by myself, I may get out the shower and not
and dance at the window.
I didn't say I dance at the window.
What's up, Chicago?
It's okay.
No, that's not what I said.
And you try to find someone else that's dancing too, so y'all can like have a
No, I did. No, I'm not having a dance off. A naked dance off. Yeah. No, I'm not.
It's okay. You do
with
that
with a strange man across a.
Yeah, that's what that's does all the time.
There's no man. There's no man.
You wait for someone else to come to their window.
No, no, there's
the same floor.
No, there's no dancing.
So that's what happened to you while you were in the room by yourself.
No, it definitely.
You do that more at night though, because you can really see.
No, there's no nighttime. No, there's. There's no man.
Antoine had a naked dancing buddy.
No, sure did. No, there's no buddies.
Across the way.
Yeah.
Is it more than friends?
No, there was no friends. There was nothing happened.
Strangers in the night? Is
that
what we had?
No, there was no strangers. No night. No dancing. Uh-uh. There was none of that.
It's all right. It's pretty cool. A lot of fun.
No, there was no fun. No fun to be had by anybody.
Why are your legs so sore?
Yes.
From all that dancing?
No, it was from whirly ball.
Okay. All right.
Whirly ball. That's not even a real word. No one knows what you're talking about. Get out of here. I'm glad you had fun. So that's good. See,
you made a pen pal.
No, I did. That was not. What?
From the window. That's cool.
I hate you.